This interview contains language some listeners may find offensive.
My mum always said to stand up for people.
What do I expect?
You can't stand up for himself.
Merry Christmas!
I'm Robbie.
Hey ladies.
I'm 13 and I'm a thief.
I want you to think of Robin Hood. Now, when I do that, I imagine the Robin Hood of my my childhood TV viewing, which was a chap in tights and a little short tunic with a bow and arrow. No, not that one. Let's roll that story forward somewhat. A modern retelling of the Robin Hood legend in the form of Robbie Hood. He's a 13-year-old Alice Springs rascal, I think would be a good word for Robbie. This is a new comedy, a series of short TV episodes by filmmaker-director Dylan River, who, by extraordinary coincidence, joins us now via Skype. Dylan, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, mate.
Now, this is a different Robin Hood, is Robbie.
Yeah, there's no tights. There's actually no bow and arrows either. I think there's one bow and arrow, just to give a bit of a reference. But
you've got a big, tall sidekick, though.
Yeah, little Johnny's there, or little John from the original fable. And we also have a cheeky girl called Georgia Blue, who's got, I guess, a bit of small girl syndrome. They're all lovely. They're all lovable characters.
Just like in the Robin Hood legend, Robbie is pitting his behaviour against, you know, the police, the parents, those sort of areas of authority. But in the stuff that he does, he's always filled with good intention.
Absolutely. I think this really has become, from the perspective of children, and I guess the wrongs are being done by all the adults, and as kids they're sort of, you know, seeing the right path.
Alice Springs is where you grew up, of course.
Yeah, look, I was born in Alice Springs. I, you know, spent all of high school there, and, you know, this series is sort of I guess my gift to the youth of the town there. You know, it's really important for me that there is real kids like Robbie who see themselves on screen and realize that they do have a good heart. As much as they might be doing things that are a bit cheeky, they're definitely doing them with the right intentions.
This is an amazing thing about this moment. I mean, as much as you could say that in the 60,000-year history of Aboriginal Australian storytelling, that there's sort of a golden moment. But I think right now, something kind of special is happening about culture being reflected to people of that culture.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the world's taking a huge interest into it. And I think Australia, as much as it still has a way to grow, is really, really starting to take grasp of its Aboriginal roots and this, you know, amazing culture and history that we have here, you know, and starting to celebrate it. And you see it with NAIDOC Week this week.
Yes. I mean, so something like Robbie Hood, I mean, that's important and empowering and validating for young people like Robbie running around in places like Alice Springs. So that's one thing. And for white Australians, I guess it's an intro into that world, but it's also a way of connecting with that world through these sort of ancient tropes of comedy and you know, storytelling that we recognise.
Absolutely. You know, and on top of that, you know, on top of that, for a wider Australian audience, you know, I want them to see these kids and realize, you know, that they are just like any other kids, and they're challenged by their youth in the same way as adults now. We remember being challenged at that age, and, you know, going through just that very typical teenagehood.
Is there a bit of Robbie in you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely. I'm by no means the character Robbie Hood, but, you know, I tried to bring a bit of the cheek that I remember growing up, you know, the ideas of running across bitumen when you don't have shoes and just running from shade to shade because it's too hot and, you know, lots of ripping around on BMX bikes. And, yeah, definitely that kind of coming through that age of really starting to question adults, you know, prior to then I remember looking at adults as, you know, the know-all wise people that they were, but I definitely, you know, that 13, 14, 15, I started to go, hang on, they're not all that wise, and they're not all that, you know, they don't have all the answers, and I need to start to think for myself.
And you get to that quickly with Robbie Hood. I mean, his mum, sadly, is dead. His dad, I think the word is a dickhead in Robbie's expression, and he's looked after by his grandma.
Yeah.
So already the sort of the adult world is questionable from his point of view.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, I, you know, it's been a strange thing, but I realised my dad was a bit of a dickhead. And, you know, as much as he is loving and he's a great dad at times, you know, through that age, I definitely questioned it in the same way Robbie does. And I think that's a universal theme for a lot of young boys and girls, you know, with fathers who aren't around, you know. But then, you know, for me, it was sort of trying to come to terms with that and going, well, you know, he does love me and I do love him as much as he's a dickhead.
Clearly you and your father, Warwick Thornton, the film storyteller himself, have a robust relationship.
Yeah, we do, we do. And we work together a lot now, and we can happily, openly talk about how he's a dickhead, and I think that. But, you know, it's been beautiful, and, you know, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now if it wasn't for him and my mum, you know, being filmmakers. And,
yes.
And, you know, we're now in Broome. He and I are working on the second series of Mystery Road together, shooting it together, and, you know, it's kind of that, I don't know, it's really beautiful to be able to work with him or with my parents in that way. And
where did you find these three young characters for Robbie Hood? Because they are superb.
Yeah, look, they're all first-time actors. Pretty much everyone in the series is a non-actor trying it for the first time. And it sort of creates a level playing field doing that. You know, it allows them all to learn together. But for me, it was that authenticity of Alice Springs. You know, there's a certain way kids talk there and act. And we definitely got that from the trio we found. You know, we did an open call out to all the high schools. And, like, I went to my old high school and stood up at assembly and said, all right, I'm Dylan. I actually went to school here not that long ago. And, you know, I'm a filmmaker now and I'm making the show. And, you know, you all know Robin Hood. Well, this is Alice Springs version. And basically just said, who wants to act? Put your hand up. And, you know, it's funny. We would have a lot of girls go, yeah, you know, they'd like to act. But, like, very few boys. I'm like,
the guys are shuffling
Robbie,
their
really
feet up the back
somewhere. Yeah, no, they're all completely shamed. They're like, nah, that's not for us. And so we definitely had to twist some arms. And even Pedro, who ended up playing Robbie, he wasn't the one to put his hand up. It was actually one of his teachers who brought him along and said, I reckon he'd be good. You know, we were really blessed with the kids we got. They worked so hard. But like kids, some days we'd come to set and Pedro Jackson, who plays Robbie, he'd be half asleep and not giving me anything. And I'm like, bruz, what's going on, you know? And he's like, oh, I didn't go to sleep till 1 a.m. I'm like, why is that? And he's like, oh, I was just playing PlayStation, you know? And just so we're dealing with teenagers, really, and that's cool, you know? But they definitely exceeded my expectations.
Do you know what you became in that transaction, Dylan?
An adult.
A figure of authority.
Yeah, figure of authority. I didn't want to be that. You know, I feel like I was their age only yesterday. And for me, it was making the whole series was definitely reminiscing on my childhood, and I really appreciated that.
Well, it's a fantastic piece of work. I cannot recommend it strongly enough. Robbie Hood, you'll find that SBS on demand. It is utterly worth a lovely little binge series for you. Dylan, congratulations on it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Dylan River, he's director of Robbie Hood. Check it out. This is Drive here on RN.